Revelation chapter 11. And I was given a reed like a staff, and he said, Arise and measure the sanctuary of God and the altar and those who worship in it. But omit the courtyard outside the sanctuary and do not measure it, because it is given to the Gentiles, and they will trample on the holy city for 42 months. But I will empower my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two lampstands which stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone wishes to harm them, fire will come out of their mouth and devour their enemies. So if anyone wishes to harm them, he must be killed in this way. These have authority to shut up the sky, so that no rain falls for the duration of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every kind of plague, as often as they wish. And when they complete their testimony, the beast who will come up out of the abyss will wage war on them, and will overcome them, and will kill them. And their corpses will lie on the street of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where indeed their Lord was crucified. And folk from the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations will see their corpses for 3.5 days, and they will not permit their corpses to be put in a tomb. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, and they will be glad, and they will give gifts to each other, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Then, after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet, while a great fear fell on those watching them. Then I heard a loud voice from heaven say to them, Come up here. And they went up into heaven in a cloud, while their enemies watched them. And on that day a great earthquake took place, and 1/10 of the city collapsed, and 7,000 people in the population were killed in the earthquake, while the remainder became fearful and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe departed. As for the third woe, behold, it is coming quickly. Then the seventh angel sounded the trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, and they said, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign throughout the durations of the ages. Then the 24 elders, who sit on their thrones before the throne of God, fell face down and worshipped God. And they said, We give you thanks, Lord God the Almighty, who is and who was, because you have taken up your great power and started to reign. Then the Gentiles became angry, and your wrath came, as did the time for the dead to be judged, and to give your servants the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, those great and small, their reward, and to destroy those who are destroying the earth. Then the sanctuary of God, which is in heaven, was opened, and the ark of the Lord's covenant in his sanctuary appeared, and lightning flashes and voices and thunderclaps and a heavy hailstorm took place.